Page 5. From the Editor's Desk by Judy Wilkinson. All year, we've been trumpeting the fact that the Council is 80 this year. Actually, the CCB is 80 on October 6, 2014. See Catherine Skyber's article, Founding of the California Council of the Blind, in the BC Winter 2014 issue for a transcript of the minutes which founded the organization. Almost a third of this issue presents an address by Dr. Jacobus ten Broeck in honor of Dr. Newell Perry. We couldn't think of a more fitting way to celebrate CCB's birthday. Read the address and you'll know why we exist. Hard on the heels of his hard work chairing the Sacramento region's successfully completed fourth annual Mutt Strut, President Jeff Tom further reminds us of why we have been here 80 years and what we might consider doing in the future. Page 6. What more fitting way to celebrate our birthday than to present CCB's strategic plan for at least the next 5 years? We will include the goals of the plan over the next 2 issues. As you read it, think of where your skills and interests could benefit the organization and let Jeff know. And now a surprise announcement. Those who perused the masthead or grammarians in the crowd who carefully read the title of this column may have gotten a clue. My name is Susan Glass, and I am both delighted and honored to join Judy Wilkinson as the Blind Californian's associate editor. I want to thank my colleagues on the CCB Publications Committee for entrusting me with this responsibility, and I hope that my service on the BC will confirm that your trust is well placed. A bit about me. I'm recently retired from my full-time position as an English and Women's Studies professor at West Valley Community College. I live with my husband, John Glass, and my guide dog, Zeus, in Saratoga, California. Both John and I are active members of the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. John is currently vice president of our chapter, and I am program chair and editor of our newsletter, In Touch. I like singing, writing, playing the harp, hiking, and birding by ear. I also like dark chocolate. Page 7. Recently, Linda Porell, Judy Wilkinson, and I met by phone to brainstorm what we thought would be the best roles and responsibilities for an associate editor. One strategic goal of the BC is to promote CCB membership and chapter growth. To that end, we'd like to feature the activities of an individual chapter in each issue of the BC. As associate editor, I will be reaching out to chapter presidents to learn about your chapter's projects and goals. Over a 3-year cycle of BC publishing, we hope to feature every chapter and every affiliate. In other words, we'd like to create a chapter spotlight column. So if your chapter has done or is doing something about which you're enthused, please contact me by email at susancglass@att.net or by phone at 408-429-9567. We also want to feature individuals who are doing inspiring work in the blind community. I will be interviewing people for these articles as well. By the way, did you know that the CCB website features a Hall of Fame honoring blind individuals who have provided outstanding leadership and service in CCB, ACB, and the blindness community in general? Its roster is impressive and features folks from all walks of life. Take a look. Essentially, I will be the BC's roving editor, interviewing, researching, brainstorming, and gathering ideas for interesting features. Judy and I will also collaborate on planning and assembling each issue, and I will support her in whatever ways I can be most helpful. To think that Susan and I, who shared the exact same career, professors of English at community colleges, should now join forces. You will have a better blind Californian as a result. Though Susan gave her personal email, you can always reach both your editors at editor@ccbnet.org. I am incredibly pleased as we begin Volume 59, Number 1, with the winter issue to be joined by such a skilled associate editor. Welcome aboard, Susan.